In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Alleluia, Christ is risen.
He is risen indeed. Alleluia.
There are no sweeter words which can be spoken. There is no hope which we Christians hold dearer than this. For I know that my Redeemer lives. What comfort this sweet sentence gives. He lives. He lives who once was dead. He lives, my ever-living head. This is the hope which we hold dearest, just as it was for the prophet Job, upon whose great words this beloved hymn text was written. Next to our Lord Jesus Christ, there is perhaps no one who has ever suffered more greatly in this life than Job. Satan assailed him repeatedly, taking away his livelihood and his earthly possessions, killing his children, and afflicting him with all kinds of bodily suffering. Even Job's sources of comfort were taken away, as his wife's bitterness encouraged him to curse God and die, and his friends counseled him in utter foolishness. And yet, it is in the midst of this excruciating grief and sorrow that the prophet Job sees more clearly than anyone before him, seeing this greatest and indeed this only hope to which mankind can cling in this life. Oh, that my words were written. Oh, that they were inscribed in a book. Oh, that with an iron pen and lead they were engraved in the rock forever. For I know that my Redeemer lives, and at the last he will stand upon the earth. And after my skin has been thus destroyed, yet in my flesh I shall see God, whom I shall see for myself, and my eyes shall behold, and not another. My heart faints within me. Yes, Job, your words have been written. Yes, they have been inscribed in the book. Yes, they have been engraved forever into the hearts of all believers. My Redeemer lives. There is no greater and no holier day in all of human history than the day in which these words became true. There is no greater message than that of the angel in the empty tomb on that first Easter Sunday. Do not be alarmed. You seek Jesus of Nazareth who was crucified. He has risen. He is not here. For the message that our Redeemer lives, that our Lord Jesus Christ is risen from the dead, is the greatest message that the world has ever heard. The resurrection of our Lord Jesus Christ is the central event in all of human history. Easter Sunday is that singular event through which God gives significance to all other events. Because our Lord is risen from the grave, the joy of eternal life is ours. Alleluia, Christ is risen.
He is risen indeed. Alleluia.
And so it is that the prophet Job confesses clearly why this is such a blessed hope for all believers in Christ. At the last, he will stand upon the earth, and after my skin has been thus destroyed, yet in my flesh I shall see God. Because Christ Jesus our Lord has been raised from the dead, so too shall we be raised from the dead. And this is a greater hope than many Christians realize. Hallmark has unfortunately put into our minds images of chubby babies with wings playing harps, and generic evangelical Christianity has placed far too great of an emphasis on heaven as the ultimate goal of the Christian life, such that we have come to expect and believe in the hope of eternal life that is mystical and spiritual. That if we have bodies at all in the resurrection, we will be like those chubby baby angels playing harps on clouds for eternity, a hope which hardly garners excitement and enthusiasm among the general populace. But the prophet Job sees a much greater hope than this Hallmark fairy tale. The prophet Job, under the inspiration of the Holy Spirit, sees eternal life as a concrete and tangible hope, one where heaven is not the ultimate goal. For Christ will stand upon the earth. He will return here to make this world new. And we will dwell with him here forever in the new creation. This is not some ethereal, intangible hope. This is a real, concrete hope. Your body will be raised and perfected. The arthritis, the joint pain, the muscle issues will all be gone. Your heart, your lungs, and all your organs will function the way that they were intended to. Your eyes will see more clearly than they have ever seen before. And you will be at home, just as you were intended to be, in the place where you were intended to be. C.S. Lewis captures this joy of eternal life well in his final book in the Chronicles of Narnia series, namely The Last Battle, when the remaking of the world is described in this way. The difference between the old Narnia and the new Narnia was like this. The new one was a deeper country. Every rock and flower and blade of grass looked as if it meant more. I can't describe it any better than that. When you get there, you will know what I mean. It was the unicorn who summed up what everyone was feeling. He stamped his right forehoof on the ground and neighed, and then he cried, "I have come home at last. This is my real country. I belong here. This is the land I have been looking for all my life, though I never knew it till now." The reason why we loved the old Narnia is that it sometimes looked a little like this. Come further up, come further in. See, it is this kind of joy and delight in God's creation as it was intended to be, which is ours by virtue of our Lord's resurrection. He will raise you in the flesh, and you will live in the new creation as it was intended, delighting in the joys and wonders of the natural world and standing in your flesh to see God. All of this is so because our Lord Jesus Christ is risen from the dead. Alleluia, Christ is risen.
He is risen indeed. Alleluia.
It is the seeing of God which will make all things complete. For now we behold him by faith alone, even as the women in our gospel text had yet to behold the Lord Jesus Christ with their eyes. The alarm and the fear that the women felt at the presence of the empty tomb and the angel of the Lord sitting inside was but a temporary and earthly fear. A fear that gives way to belief and courage when they encounter the resurrected Lord. And so it is that in the new creation, the fear of God gives way to the pure joy of eternal life. Thus Job confesses, "After my skin has been thus destroyed, yet in my flesh I shall see God, whom I shall see for myself, and my eyes shall behold and not another. My heart faints within me." The prophet Job longs and faints for this day, for the day when all earthly troubles shall cease, for the day when pain and loss will be removed, for the day when fear and sorrow will give way to pure joy. And we Christians feel the same. My heart faints within me. And so we awake on this blessed Easter morning with gladness and joy, because this day gives us a taste of that for which we so deeply long. The day that our Lord was raised from the dead offers us a glimpse of the joy of eternal life even now. And so we sang, "Awake my heart with gladness. See what today is done. Now after gloom and sadness comes forth the glorious sun. My Savior there was laid where our bed must be made. When to the realms of light our spirit wings its flight. This is a sight that gladdens, what peace it doth impart. Now nothing ever saddens the joy within my heart. No gloom shall ever shake, no foe shall ever take the hope which God's own Son in love for me has won. Alleluia, Christ is risen.
He is risen indeed. Alleluia.
If Easter is not your favorite day of the year, then it really should be. For there is no greater day in all of history. Our Lord Jesus Christ has conquered death and the grave. His resurrection now gives meaning to every other event in human history. For without it, they are all meaningless. Without Christ's resurrection, creation is meaningless because it is passing away into eternal fire. Without Christ's resurrection, the salvation of God's Old Testament people, Israel, is meaningless because they did not have the hope of eternal life. Without Christ's resurrection, your birth and life are meaningless because you do not have the hope of eternal life. Without Christ's resurrection, even his blessed death upon the cross is meaningless. For salvation from sin is meaningless without the hope of eternal life. But Christ is raised from the dead. The joy of eternal life is yours. Though we do not yet have this joy fully on this side of glory, still it remains ours by virtue of Christ's resurrection. And so this, my friends, is why we gather today. To celebrate the joy of eternal life which Christ's resurrection grants to us. Indeed, this is why we gather here every Sunday, to celebrate the Easter joy of eternal life. For Christ's resurrection has altered the course of human history. Because he is raised from the dead, so shall we be raised from the dead. Because he is raised from the dead, the joy of eternal life is yours, even now. Alleluia, Christ is risen.
He is risen indeed. Alleluia.
In Jesus' name, amen. The peace of God which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. Amen.